You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, it seems like the Nationals can't go even a couple of days without some sort of injury news this spring. The ongoing thing these days, the big ongoing thing these days, seems to be Anthony Rendon. What's his situation? How far away is he? What's going on with Rendon right now?
I spoke to Rendon this morning, and he's still feeling the pinch in his knee. He has a sprained MCL, and he really doesn't know when he'll be back. I mean, he seems to think he'll be ready for opening day, but he still has the wrap around his knee, and he still hurts a little bit. So right now, it's still up in the air, and this will be a blow if he doesn't make it for opening day.
What's the contingency plan there? If he, you always have some moving parts there. If he is not ready to go for even a few days, what's plan B behind Rendon?
Well, right now, plan B, they've been playing Ian Stewart lately, and he's having a great spring. But I still think it's a long shot he makes the team. We'll see what happens. But so far, so good for Ian Stewart. I mean, he's really hit the ball really well. Even, he's hit for power as well. So right now, that's the plan right now. The plan is to have him, Kevin Franson as the backup, play third base right now. So that's the plan right now.
Stewart's also a heck of a keyboard player. Oh, wait, that's neither here nor there. With Rendon, is there kind of a cutoff date? I mean, presumably we're not talking by any means 3 weeks before he can play in a game, but you do need some prep time. Is there a point that he's got to be back getting at bats, playing some innings in the field, and getting ready after which they might have to make a decision to do something about the opening day roster?
Well, as of now, the answer is no. But Matt Williams is realistic that something could happen, that the MCL might not heal fast enough. He's aware of that. He's mentioned it a few times this week. But right now, there's no, cutoff date, no deadline or anything like that. As of right now, they're still expecting him, especially Matt Williams, still expecting him to be ready for opening day.
And as far as Denard Span, that's not obviously a new injury, but you talked to him recently. And when we talked a week ago, it was just sort of, it's going to be a while, but we really don't know. Now we're saying it's almost certainly at least until sometime in May.
Correct.
What's his sort of read on it? I mean, as he looks at this situation, what's Span seeing?
Well, obviously he's upset that he can't play, and in retrospect, it seems like he should have had the surgery once the postseason ended. But he was told to rest, and he rested until December, and obviously nothing worked. So he had that hernia surgery, and then after that, he had that abdominal surgery later on. So he's pretty upset. I mean, I know he wished he could play right now, but it's tough for him to even sit down. I actually saw him sit in front of his locker room and his locker, and he was really in pain, it looked like. So it's too bad because he's going to be missed. They need a leadoff hitter for sure.
And the guy that stands next to him that is every bit as important in the lineup, Jason Worth, how's he coming along?
Well, I saw Jason Worth take batting practice this morning, and he looked pretty good. The batting practice, the pitcher was soft tossing it to him. But his swing looked pretty good. He admitted he was sore afterwards, but that was to be expected. That's what you get when you don't swing the bat after a while. But and starting this week, hopefully, he will play defense only in a minor league game. So we'll see how that goes. He's still shooting for opening day. That's what he told me this morning.
If he's not there opening day, I know we talked about this some last week, but it becomes realer and realer as we're 3 weeks from opening day and Jason Worth is going to need some bats and innings. If we get to opening day and Worth and Span are both out, are both not part of the lineup, or even if Worth is just maybe a not everyday guy, a guy that you play and then give a breather to, we know Michael Taylor is almost certainly fits into one of those. Who's the other guy that get some at-bats and get some starts during any amount of time in the regular season if they're doing without two of their starting outfielders.
Well, if he stays healthy, I see Nate McLeod. I also see Kevin Franzen. I mean, Kevin Franzen, I have to tell you, he doesn't put up the numbers, obviously, but he is, you know, Matt Williams' favorite player. I'm just telling you. And he'll see a lot of playing time. And, you know, I got to keep an eye on a guy by the name of Clint Robinson. He's a career minor leaguer, but that guy can hit. He's having a great spring. Lately they've been putting him in the outfield. He's a first baseman by trade. But they're putting him in the outfield to see how well he can do. He's not bad out there. He's not the Gold Glover by any stretch. But, you know, he's really hitting the ball as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how well those guys play.
I know I asked you about him last week, but at least according to the numbers, Tyler Moore is still hitting. Is he a guy that maybe figures in there somewhere? Or is he strictly an infielder at this point?
Well, you know what? He could play the outfield as well. He's been playing the outfield for the Nationals. He could be another guy that could be in that lineup as well. I mean, he's having a great spring. He's out of minor league options, as you know. And, you know, I still say that he could be traded before spring training. It's a wait-and-see type of deal with him.
This is an amazing team to talk about because essentially we're going to spend this entire 10 minutes going injury by injury. What's the latest with Yunel Escobar?
Well, Yunel Escobar is supposed to start baseball activities this week. Apparently he's doing some little things, on the field, but no hitting yet. I'm expecting that to increase by the end of the week, so that injury is not serious. So hopefully we can see him in game action, hopefully by next week.
So that's something where they really are pretty confident that he'll be fine by the time the season starts?
Yes. Yes, no. They're not worried about that at all. No, not at all.
And the same applies for Drew Storen. It sounds like there's no real concern there?
No, he's actually throwing on the mound already. Got to remember, he had the hamate bone problem in his left hand, so he's okay. He should be in a game pretty soon, so that he'll be ready for opening day.
To turn it to a happier topic, finally, as we spend nearly three quarters of this talking about guys who are dealing with injuries, one of the things that was addressed recently on Nationals.com is the question of the opening day starter. Now, I think if you do enough, you cover enough baseball, you know that really the difference between who's one and who's two and who's three really only matters on opening day and in the playoffs. But with that said, it's a fun question. And it's very clear the Nationals have a lot of viable options, at least three, and if you wanted to say four, I don't think anybody would tell you were insane. What do you see? How do you see them looking at answering that question?
In my opinion, Matthew, I still think it's going to be Strasburg. He has been the opening day star the last 3 years. I don't see any reason to change unless you want to go by the dollar figures, and that would obviously be Scherzer. But, you know, we spoke to Scherzer on Sunday, and he doesn't care who's the opening day starter. I mean, he doesn't care if he's the guy or not the guy. But I have to think it's going to be Strasburg, followed by Zimmerman, followed by Scherzer, Pfister, and then GL. So I think I don't see Matt Williams changing there.
They don't even get that cop-out that you sometimes get. Sometimes when you got that question and you open on the road, you can give one guy the opening day start and one guy the home opener start.
Yes, correct. I still think it's going to be Strasburg.
And one last thing before I let you go. How is the Ryan Zimmerman defensive? Experiment's obviously the wrong word. It's not an experiment. But how is the defense coming for Ryan Zimmerman?
So far, so good. You know, the one thing, Matthew, I've told you this before, that don't expect to see Adam LaRoche there. He's not going to be Adam LaRoche. But he can scoop the balls from the dirt. He's done a great job at that. But in terms of, you know, the range, he's not going to be Adam LaRoche by any stretch. So, you know, I'm expecting him, if I were to rate him from a Strat-O-Matic type of rate or range, I would give him a 3 right now, which is okay. So that's what I would give Zimmerman right now. I mean, I'm expecting it to go up to a 2 maybe later on, but it's going to take some time.
Bill, we talked 1960s Rolling Stones and Stratomatic. I can only call this a successful podcast. Thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night, on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.